How I Learned to Love Rising Prices. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Let's take a look at gas prices.
Compared with 1 year ago, the price is up by more than 40 cents a gallon.
Up 40 cents a gallon. Bad news, you would think, until you learn the reason.
An increase in demand in some of the developing economies, such as China and India.
Increase in demand in China and India, says analyst John Duff, which signals a healthy global economy, which means China and India might buy something from us once in a while. It's all about which economist you choose to believe. I choose to believe the ones that make me feel happy. So as the price of gas continues to drift towards $4 a gallon, I tell myself, put on your happy face. It is a sign of recovery. Plus, it wouldn't kill any of us to walk a little more. And then the cell phone bill, which, like the price of gas, is also going up. But again, for a good cause. YouTube, the number of Americans who are helplessly enraptured by laughing babies and people crying at rainbows, is exploding. And because we are determined to watch these things, along with the occasional real movie, not on a regular TV, but on an iPhone screen the size of a postcard, cell phone companies have plans to invest $50 billion on their data networks. Money they will raise, yes, by charging extra fees, but those fees will pay for building cell phone towers and Wi-Fi networks, meaning jobs, 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 we hope. So there it is, how to love the rising prices for gas and cell phones, because they show that we'll be rescued by China and India and the funny things cats do. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.